My brothers and sisters, at times when we are going through difficulty, I'm sure you and I have tasted how listening to the Quran, reciting the Quran actually helps so much. It brings us to tears, especially when we're emotional, when we're feeling low, and we hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those from amongst us who know the meanings directly of the verses, because we know the Arabic language, mashallah, the sweetness is far different. But those who don't know the meaning, still they do receive and achieve from that sweetness a great amount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these tears and He praises the tears. The tears of those who cry when they hear the verses of Allah. Imagine you're in a crisis. Imagine you're going through hardship and difficulty, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses bring about a comfort, a soothing feeling. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, if you look at the recitation of the Quran, it is not singing, nor is it mere speech, but it is a recital between singing and just speaking. Somewhere in the middle, it is a beautiful, melodious recitation. Different people recite with different tones, and each person is impacted by a unique tone. That's why we all have our favorite reciters. When they read, it impacts upon us in a different way. Sometimes we have more than one favorite reciter, and sometimes, depending on our mood, different reciters impact upon us with their tunes. It's important for us to also read in a beautiful, melodious tune. It is the word of Allah. He tells us to try our best to recite it in the most correct, melodious, beautiful way. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, He will invite us to read again, especially those who have endeavored to memorize a portion of the Quran. May Allah accept it from us.